AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The penalty phase of Johar Tsarnaev's trial, in which he was found guilty of the Boston Marathon bombings, is set to begin in federal court this morning. It comes a day after this year's marathon. AP correspondent Jimmy Golan reports Boston seems ready to move beyond the violence of 2 years ago.
There's a lot more tension on the marathon now, and it's not just kind of a thing that we do here on Patriots Day. It's got a lot more international attention now beyond the running community, but I think people have moved on.
Bluebell Creameries is voluntarily recalling all of its products on the market. Spokesman Joe Robertson.
The decision was a result of findings from our enhanced sampling program that we have here at Bluebell, which revealed that a chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream half gallon produced in March of this year contained listeria.
The CDC has linked ice cream contaminated with listeria to 3 deaths in Kansas. More than 5 million hens at an Iowa farm must be destroyed after the highly infectious and deadly bird flu virus was confirmed. Veterinary medicine professor Simon Shane says this is necessary to prevent the spread.
The problem is not only the euthanasia, the problem is disposal of the carcasses because there are environmental restraints.
Several Midwestern states have been affected by the outbreaks, costing producers nearly 7.8 million birds since March. There are still tornado warnings in effect for parts of Virginia and North Carolina. Storm Prediction Center forecaster Stephen Corfitti says much of the East Coast has been getting stormy weather.
There's also potential for an isolated tornado or two, particularly across the Susquehanna Valley, Pennsylvania, maybe up into extreme southern New York. But most of the threat should wind down, particularly by Tuesday morning.
This is AP Radio News. Here's the latest guidance on mammograms from a government task force. It says women should get a mammogram every 2 years starting at age 50. And while routine screening brings little benefit in the 40s, beginning at that early, it says, should be a personal choice. Country singer Willie Nelson is planning a signature line of marijuana.
Well, now it's all going to pot.
Willie Nelson has not exactly hidden his affection for marijuana, and now he's setting himself up as a provider of a quality product. Nelson is working with growers to create Willie's Reserve. It will be grown and sold in Colorado and Washington, where recreational pot is legal. Nelson promises his marijuana will be the finest on the market. No word on when it will be for sale. Nelson plans to expand sales to other states if and when regulations allow. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm honored to be here as long as I've been.
That's Patti LaBelle, who was kicked off Dancing with the Stars Monday night. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.